Just start out, would you give me your name, your full name?
Walter Jr.
And your address?
South Peoria.
How do you spell your name again? Would you give me your name again?
Walter.
Okay. And your age?
31.
And your place of birth?
Chicago.
And have you lived in any other communities?
No, I haven't.
Okay, and have you always lived in this general vicinity of?
I lived most of my life on 35th and Bibb. Down where IIT is, by the way.
Uh-huh. And your education?
I completed college, and I started in graduate work, but I never completed it. Uh-huh. I've had some Bible school training.
Uh-huh. Where did you go to? What the name of the elementary school, high school, and college?
Keith School, Wendell Phillips High School, and Wilson Junior College, Roosevelt University.
Okay, and now your social kind of thing. I guess begin with your job. What's your position here?
I'm a caseworker.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what could you tell me just a little bit about it? The kind of people that you work with specifically.
Well, the kind of people that I work with, I like to think of basically just like myself,
yeah.
Not as well educated.
Yeah.
My father, he can read what the baseball scores. I can write his name. My mother went halfway through high school.
Uh-huh.
And this is the type of people I grew up around. And
sure.
I just went to college, but I think basically I feel myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no. I didn't mean a value judgment there. What I meant was the kinds of people in terms of their problems more than their
problems. Oh, there are many. I wouldn't know where to begin.
Well, how many people do you work with, for instance, at one?
Well, in my case, I've got about 64 ADC cases, 13 OAA cases, 8 general assistance, and 14 disability cases.
Uh-huh.
And most of my time is spent working with the ADC cases, uh-huh, naturally. And I would say for the most part, my case is composed of unwed mothers or mothers, uh-huh, who are separated and have had, uh-huh, children subsequent to the separation.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the problems.
I want to ask: do you think this is this birth control business overemphasized? You think by the press? Do you think they or not?
I don't.
The education, especially, rather than the.
I
idea.
Don't think it's overemphasized. I think the time that I've seen it mentioned, the way it was done, it was. Presented in such a way as to, I think, generate more discussion, that throw more heat and light on the subject. But as far as educating the people who might profit from it, I wonder whether it actually reached them. Of course.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think it would be a good idea, though, if you could incorporate this into your program? It might. Do you think it would be a?
I think it would.
Yeah.
I think it would. I've had recipients to tell me that they've tried various methods and nothing worked. And of course, the pill, I think, is the most expensive.
Yeah.
I really don't know about
this,
but I think some education along this line would help.
Another thing I want to ask about you mentioned your mother and father. Where were they born?
My father's born in Lake Providence, Louisiana, and my mother's from
Providence.
Lake Providence, Louisiana, and my mother was born somewhere around Cotton Plant, Arkansas.